Over the weekend, we had fancy pizza night. My cousin works for a bunch of doctors, and every Christmas, they buy him really expensive bottles of wine. But we never know like how much they're worth or anything, because we don't know the difference between cheap wine and nice wine.
So this was the night. You set aside that we're going to drink this wine and find out what's what?
You always like hold on to these bottles for special occasions, but we're like, you know what? Pizza Friday is a special occasion. Anna Cristina Cabrales is a wine sommelier. She's with Independence Wine and Spirits and Summation. Now, Anna Cristina, I always say I can't tell the difference between like a bad bottle of wine and a good bottle of wine, but these wines were delicious. There was clearly a difference. And when we Googled how much they cost online, they were like over $100 a bottle, which I would never be able to, you know, buy on the regular, like on a Friday night, you know, just to have with my pizza. Sure.
For all you know, you may be wanted still at this time for drinking them all.
Well, yeah. Seriously. So what we're trying to figure out is like at different price points, what wines can you buy that are really, truly the best tasting that can get you to taste like that quality, but not break the bank?
So first and foremost, we should probably define what this all means. It's like what the wow factor, how many things can you say about it? You know, you're enthusiastic, you love it, and you're tasting all of these things that's hitting your palate. What is it that I'm tasting? And the more you can like really describe it, that's how you know it's of quality. And it also just lingers on the palate, and it's just, it's pleasurable.
That all sounds well and good, but I actually still have no idea what it is that I'm looking for. So isn't there somebody that could just help me?
First things first, and this is why there are wine professionals out there. Make sure to find either a sommelier or at your retail store, you're building a relationship with someone you're like really comfortable with. A really great educator of wine will always provide you options. Pick someone who gives you options and makes you excited to learn.
How come expensive wine doesn't give you a hangover, but cheap wine does?
Ah, isn't that a mystery? So generally speaking, especially when we're going into a little bit more expensive or higher priced wines, the production size is very, very small versus some of the ones that might be a little bit cheaper or inexpensive might be a little bit more in bulk production. If you're like dealing with a smaller winemaker, they're going to be a little bit more attentive and also really care about what they're putting into the wine. For example, a protective layer that's found everywhere, should it be in milk, sodas, and whatnot, is sulfites. You know, there's a little tiny layer of that that's like minimal, to which, you know, they're going to be like, okay, well, we're going to try to minimize that as much as possible and really just allow the fruit to be exactly what it is. If the wine is the wine, and we're not going to, you know, smother it with this preservative. So that's just one example. Basically, in short, like when you're dealing with smaller farms, they're going to take a lot more care into how they're growing things and how they're making the wine.
Why do some wines make your whole mouth and tongue turn like black and blue and then others don't?
Actually, it's a little secret in the wine world, but there are some color additives, especially in bulk wine. It does exist, and that's not good. So that's why I think that getting to know like some of like these winemakers or like these wineries is very important.
That's like the scarlet letter.
I mean,
if
who
you
could
see
imagine
somebody that's got like all like the black lips after they have their wine, you're like, you're drinking cheap wine. That's what it is.
Or the kid that was raiding the Kool-Aid when you walked out of the room, right? We're just always that permanent stain around their lips, but it was worth it.
Well, don't get me wrong. There are some grapes that are just heavily pigmented, but you'll taste the difference.
Anna Cristina Cabrales is a wine sommelier. She's with Independence Wine and Spirits and Summation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.